The ACE stands for Agriculture, Conservation, and Environment. One of the people that helps organize this event is volunteer Linda Whitney. So tell us a little bit about the idea behind this and how fun it's been for you.
Okay. In 1996, we were Ag in the Classroom people going into the second graders and the schools, and we were trying to set up chores, but it became difficult to get the farm set up. So in 1996, we come up with the idea of ACE Camp, Agriculture, Conservation, and the Environment, and we have been holding it here ever since then, and this year's perfect.
Yeah, beautiful sunny day, but you bring second graders from the Mercer County School District, which is basically Aledo, New Boston, those type of areas.
Girard
in Mercer County. Yeah, and then Girard and Winola in the Girard School District, which is also involved. So what about bringing 200-some-odd kids to the fairgrounds? Pretty neat backdrop where you're able to do this.
It's wonderful, yes. The Aledo kids walk across from the school, the other ones bus in, and we have a beautiful time. We've got some very good presenters that present everything from fish to horses. The FFA is here with their animals, and we've got recycling and about the landfills. So it's all pretty well covered here for the second graders.
So, and the other great thing, so you've been doing it since 1996. Now, I know impact during the COVID years, like everybody, but, you know, that's a pretty good run where you're talking about, you're almost approaching 30 years of doing this. What about the legacy of doing it year in and year out?
Well, it's just something we look forward to doing, and I know the teachers ask for it each year, you know, if it's going to be. So, yeah, we have enjoyed it. Once we had the presenters lined up, it is pretty well ran easily each year from one year to the next, because most of our presenters really like to come back and do it too. They're all very good with the children.
Yeah, and what about the aspect of bringing the FFA kids here, the Girard FFA chapters here, the Mercer County FFA chapters here? And I talked to both kids, and now the roles are reversed for them, where they're serving as a presenter, but not too long ago, 10 years ago, they were the second graders running around here.
They were here with us. And yes, this FFA does such a wonderful job. On Monday, our Aledo FFA comes and helps us set up. And then on Tuesday, Girard is here with what we call their gym class, with the different ag games for the kids to play with. And, of course, the Aledo FFA has the animal zoo here, or the, I don't know if you want to call it a zoo, an animal display here.
And so, you know, you think about when you started in 96, so about 27 years ago. So those kids were probably, what, 8? So they're probably about 35. Now, what, when you think about that, you know, how long it's been going, and you talk to a 35-year-old in this part of the state, and they said, well, what, you know about ACE Camp? And they're like, yeah, I went to ACE Camp when I was young, right?
And the kids in school today say, my brother and sisters were here at ACE Camp in the day. But or you run them into at the grocery store someplace. Oh, I remember that. Yes, I think they all enjoy it. Last year was a cold year. It was kind of bad, but we still made our way through it no matter what. Sun or shine or rain or whatever. And one year we even had snow as we was closing up the day. So, but we can't control Mother Nature, as any farmer can't.
Well, and that's part of agriculture, conservation, and environment. Yeah. That's a learning lesson. So I can tell you really enjoy this thing as we hear the energy from the second graders at this station. Why is this so important to you?
Well, I think they need to see the other things. Now, as Ag in the Classroom volunteers, we do go into the classroom once a month and present a different program. So they are getting some agriculture background in the schools. And then this kind of brings it all together here for their final meeting of the year. But they enjoy it, and you can tell because at most of the stations they're really quiet, except here in the fish one, they're really enjoying that.
So when you talk about Ag in the Classroom with Mercer County, how many volunteers altogether do you have?
We've got 3 in our classroom that go in. You know, these are volunteer people that are not paid that go in and do it. And New Boston has their own group, and so does Girard. And, you know, we give our time each year. We talk about dairy, corn, We even talk about how chocolate is grown and that chocolate is really bitter and not taste good like they find in the grocery store. You know, we give them things that they don't know. And, you know, of course, we bring a treat, which they really like.
So in the collaboration and all this, when you talk about the presenters, but you have Farm Bureau, you have Ag in the Classroom, you have NRCS Soil and Water Conservation District. What about just kind of those people all saying, hey, this is important, we want to sustain this?
Yeah, we haven't had any problem with volunteers. All of our groups work together for the good of the kids, because someday these will be the grown-ups in our area, and we really want to expose them to agriculture in any way we can.
Well, and you have to be proud when you look on these fairgrounds today and you see 250-some-odd second graders from Sherrard, Winola, Mercer County, Apollo, and New Boston.
Yeah, they're all together, but they're all organized and all in good behavior, going from station to station, maybe passing their classmates, but we go from station to station, and they seem to enjoy it.